I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus Weekly Report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
And thank you.
I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. I pushed the button and it didn't unmute. It just decided, I'm not going to do that for you right now. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm probably sometimes more transparent than I need to be or something to that effect, but nonetheless, there it is. Welcome aboard. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. And I'm very excited to welcome you to hour number three. Hour number one was our health hour. And if you are, if you're looking for ways to improve your health, I'm really serious about this, folks. We have a spiritual temple and a physical temple, and your physical temple is critically important to the health of your spirit man and to your effectiveness here on earth. And I believe that these products work. They've worked for thousands of people and they've worked for me. And that's why I'm promoting, the CGRwellness.com and you can get signed up there, CGRwellness.com. You can buy me a cup of coffee if you'd like, and we would greatly appreciate that. PayPal.me/PastorGreg or at Cash App $PastorGregCGR. You can help with the feeding of our orphans. You can help with the sponsoring of our sewing school for widows, putting in a freshwater well in a community that changes lives, our Bible school. You can also help with regards to the expansion of what we're doing right here in the radio and television program, because if we don't do this, if we are not involved and engaged in doing this and saving America, we can't touch the rest of the world, and we can't fulfill what I believe that God has called us to do as a nation. So very critically important, and your support makes all the difference. And then please continue, as you're doing, to share ChosenGenerationRadio.com with your friends. Our viewership keeps growing each and every week, and we are so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing the ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com website. Well, I'm excited to welcome my next guest to the program, and we're going to talk today about this perverted assault on our children, and it's been going on for generations, and you know, when you wipe out the moral foundation, you open the door. One of communism's primary goals is to destroy the moral foundation, and they've gone after that. Don Jans has been writing about that, and it certainly, you know, has a lot to do with understanding this. A republic or a democracy. A democracy is a mob rule. It's lust. It's passions. It's unbridled and it's immoral. Generally speaking, that's where it goes. Don?
I don't believe many Americans know this. They should. They absolutely should. And if they will get that book, Republic or Democracy, they will learn it. Our founders were very brilliant people. And you've heard me say this many, many times. But they were brilliant. And they did understand democracy. They did understand republic. They understood different forms of government. Remember, they were coming from a tyrannical government. That's why they revolted. They discussed during the Constitutional Convention, will we be a republic or a democracy? When the vote came, they unanimously defeated democracy. Why? You mentioned one rule, or one reason. Mob rule. And we're seeing mob rule today. The other is because dictatorship by its very nature is a our democracy by its very nature is a dictatorship. When I say that, it's a dictatorship of the majority over the minority. Republic says our supreme ruler will be the law. And we wrote the law into the Constitution, which is supposed to be our supreme ruler. We have violated that. We have transformed from a republic to a democracy. And as Lenin said, once you have democracy, it's easy to transform into socialism. And once you have socialism, the next step is to transform into communism. And we are in that situation where we have become a quasi-socialist nation with total central control of the federal government. And now we are transforming into communism. And a big part of that is the breakdown of society in Road to Tyranny. I talk specifically about it, and I say the direct assault on our society will be accomplished on three primary fronts. One, by tearing down all long-standing principles, morality and religion. Morality and religion cannot be associated with a communist society. The other is by destroying, and this is so critical, and we see it happening every single day, and this is what we're going to discuss a great deal today, is destroying the fundamental unit of a strong individualist society, the fundamental unit, and that's the family structure. And there's lots of reasons why communism cannot live with a family structure. And then by transforming the education system into an indoctrination system. We're seeing all of that take place today. And this attack on our children, this attack of indoctrination into the schools and attacking everything, the critical race theory, the gender affirmation, all of that is simply a teardown of the family unit. We saw, and those are, folks, those are some excellent, excellent books. And you're going to want to go onto Amazon or onto my website.
Actually, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor, folks. If you'll make a donation of $75, I'm going to include each one of these. I've got some copies I can send. I'll send you this package of three books and a Children's Generation Radio mug. If you'll make a donation today of $75, I'll send you all three of these books and a mug. Just make the donation today. Go to paypal.me/PastorGreg, and I'll be looking for your $75 donation, and we'll get you out some books, and we'll get you out the mug, and we'll have that out to you. Because this is great material. You really need to digest this information. Go ahead, Don.
It's happening today.
Yep.
What we're writing about is happening right today, and it's a central part of our argument.
Yeah.
We see this argument about democracy. Every time we turn around, we're hearing we have to save our democracy, and I'm thinking absolutely not. It is democracy that is destroying us. We have to restore our republic is what we really have to do. The other thing that the argument is, how do we destroy the family quicker, and how do we retain the family? And the attack on the family has always been fundamental to any transformation of to communism. Marx and Engels started communism existed long before Marx and Engels. But you look at any communist society, and the family is destroyed. Mostly through sexual perversion and sexual immorality. And today in our society, we're not only protecting perversions, we're promoting perversions. We're promoting such terrible perversions as pedophilia. We're teaching our kids, we're grooming our kids to be subjective to these pedophiles.
Yeah.
How much more immoral can you become than destroying your youth? And that's what we're doing. And this is critical. When we hear about this idea that a boy can all of a sudden be in girls' locker rooms because he now identifies as a boy or as a girl. That is terrible that we would actually allow that within a moral Christian society, which I guess we have to argue, are we still that?
Well, I think the issue is we have allowed them. Yes, I think we have to take the position, Don, that says that no, we're no longer living in an outwardly Christian culture. Now, here's an interesting thing. If you look at the report that just came out in December of 2021, just 11 months ago, 69% of Americans claimed that religion was a part of their lives. They believed that religion was a part of their lives. 49% said that religion was an important part of their life. Important part of their life. And so my challenge to all of us then is who are we allowing then to steal the narrative? Whose truth are we allowing to be projected when we look at what's on our televisions, when we look at what's in our theaters, when we look at a Disney that whose leadership has flat out said our purpose is this LGBTQ agenda? Why are we not more fervently shutting this down? And I believe that a lot of folks are waking up, and I thank God for that, and I thank those of you that are engaged in this fight. Back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Don Janz. You can find him at CG Contributors. Again, I just want to remind you, please consider this. Please consider this. I've got three books here. While Supplies Last, a $75 donation, which is going to go to support the radio program, and it's going to go to help us with India. But it's going to, but in return, we're going to bless you. We're going to gift you these three books and a Chosen Generation Radio mug. That's the package deal. And that is for today, for any donation of $75 or greater. Okay? I think that's a reasonable number, Don.
And I'm going to tell you this, that if you in fact run out of books, call me. I will send you the additional ones you need.
Okay. There you have it, folks. So you're going to get three books. Republic.
I'm going to add a fourth.
Okay. Republic or Democracy. Go ahead.
I'm going to add, just a minute. I'm going to add Setting Brush Fires of Freedom.
Oh, wow. That's a great book.
Yep. I'm going to add that to it. So you're going to get four books.
So there you go, folks. Four books. Republic or Democracy. Goodbye Constitution, Freedom America, The Road to Tyranny, and Setting Brush Fires for America, and a Chosen Generation Radio mug, all for a gift of $75 or more sent today. You can use paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg. You can use the Cash App. And that's a real easy one. $ Pastor Greg CGR. It's right up here in the corner. $ Pastor Greg CGR. Or Venmo at Pastor Greg CGR. At Pastor Greg CGR. Any donation of $75 or more, we'll make contact with you, get your address from you, and we'll be sending you out not three, but four books. And also a Chosen Generation Radio mug so you can enjoy your cup of coffee and join me each morning here with a Chosen Generation Radio mug. We're talking about, I know we wanted to hit on this. We're going to run out of time, but I wanted to get two pieces of good news in that I shared with you in the break. One is the individual who was responsible for the Wisconsin murders of the Christians at the Christmas parade has been found guilty on, I believe it's 54 different counts. And he was found guilty on all 54. So that's, that, you know, justice, at least some justice was served.
And it took the jury 3 hours to come up with that verdict. That's all.
That's not bad.
No.
That's not bad. So there's that piece. And then the other piece of what I think is good, and you can find that article, by the way, if you were subscribed to the ChosenGenerationRadio.com website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, you would have gotten that in your mailbox. BLM supporter who mowed down, killed Christmas parade watchers found guilty of multiple murders, all 54 counts. And that included a variety of things. It wasn't 54 murder counts. There were like 6 murder counts and then a variety of other things. In addition to that, Elon Musk, it is confirmed Elon Musk has in fact, purchased Twitter and fired 3 of its top people. And you should see something in Censor Track regarding my ban because they had banned me again. And when I went to it, it said, you are banned for life. And it's interesting, Don, because they had me banned. I submitted an appeal. After the Berenson thing and when it looked like he was going to buy it the first time and they put me back on, I'd been off for 2 years. I was completely restored for about 45 days. And then when it looked like Elon Musk wasn't going to buy Twitter, then they banned me again for life. And that's where I sit today. So I have resubmitted my dispute with them over their banning me. And let's see if the fact that he fired the CFO, the CEO, and the, quote unquote compliance diversity idiots, let's see if that trickles down to, you know, cause he said he's going to fire about 66 to 70% of the entire staff. Because they're all a bunch of left-wing radical communists.
Mm-hmm. The left is really, really up in arms over this because it changes everything.
Yes.
It changes the whole conversation. People like you who come in with a well thought out tweet, you're going to be restored. I don't think there's much question about that, and there will be open dialogue.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful.
Now, absolutely.
PayPal is claiming what they're going to do is if they disagree with somebody's discussion or their thoughts, they're going to fine them $2,500.
Well, now they have repealed that and taken that back.
But they put it back in. I heard this morning they put it back in.
Oh, it is back in place.
They quietly put it back into place.
We will have to, I'll have to take a look at that and see what's going on with that. I may be dropping them very quickly. All right. We've run out of time. Don Jans has offered this and I'll talk more about this coming up in the next segment. We're going to keep this offer available to you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body. Cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it is always, always an honor to have my next guest on the program with me. He is truly a national treasure. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. He really is, as an individual who has served this nation selflessly, who continues to fight for our Judeo-Christian values, to represent and to bring such incredible intellect and understanding of national and international issues. It is really, David, it's a pleasure to know you and to have you on my program. Dr. David Wormser, welcome to Chosen Generation Radio.
Well, thank you, Pastor, and it's always an honor. I mean, you do such great work. Without you, this country would be left voiceless, for so many issues and so many, you know, philosophical outlooks. So I'm just so pleased and so honored always to be on. So
thank you. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Well, David, there's a great deal for us to speak about today. You know, there's some waves of coverage of this, but not nearly what needs to be out there. And there's a ton that is happening right now in Iran. And this is significant because Iran is a major player in the Middle East. They are a major player in the plans of both China's Xi and Russia's Putin as it relates to having control of the vast oil reserves that exist within the Middle East, and maintaining control over Syria, Turkey, Iraq, Egypt, really the Saudis. I mean the counterbalance that they create for Russia and China is significant. Am I giving an intelligible broad view of the picture?
Oh yes, you absolutely are. I mean, I think we have to understand that Iran isn't only the country that took our embassy hostage for 444 days. It isn't only the country that blew up the Marine barracks in 1983, I think it was, killing over 200, almost 300 American Marines. It isn't only the country that sent terrorists to kill Americans abroad in the Mykonos nightclub to kill American servicemen in Germany. In other words, it isn't only a global terrorist organization. They waged war on us in Iraq. Of the thousands of American servicemen who've been killed in Iraq, Iran has its finger in almost all of them, through Syria or directly. It knew how to play that game, and it was deadly. It is involved in the narco trade in Latin America. It is set up well in Latin America, now has very serious foundations in Venezuela and coming soon in Colombia, which hooks up very well with the narco terrorist networks bringing across our southern border. So they're here. They're here in America. They're trying to kill former officials. They're trying to kill Iranians who are against a regime in America, violating our sense of security and free speech in our homes. They serve as an intelligence structure for both Russia and China. There's an intelligence sharing agreement, an intelligence coordination agreement between China and Iran. And then we come to the Middle East, and they're the strategic pivot of terror and instability. I can't emphasize how big a problem Iran is. This is not a normal country. For some reason, our elites in Washington thought that they can harness this crowd, that they can come to agreements with them. Coming to an agreement is a legal document. Coming to concluding a legal document with a regime that fundamentally believes in lawlessness is a fool's errand. And that's exactly what Washington was engaged in. So what we have here is suddenly the world is seeing that the regime that took our embassy hostage in 1979 is still the same group of butchers, terrorists, lawless gang that they were then. They never moderated. They never changed. They never softened. They've killed tens of thousands of their own people. Maybe hundreds of thousands if you include some of the ways they waged war. This is a terrible regime, and the Iranians now are clearly saying they've had it. They've had it with their own regime. They're right. The primary victims.
Well, when you've got women saying, kill Khomeini.
Yeah.
You know, and young girls that are willing to die, and I believe at least one of them that we know reportedly has died as a result of, was beheaded, I think, as a result of taking off her hijab. These young girls are sitting in class, And taking their headdressing off and saying, you know, we will not be subjected any longer. We're not going to just be your objects of, and they're not even, and this is the thing that's even, you know, they're not even considered, they're not put on any kind of a pedestal. They're not treated well. They're quote unquote objects of pleasure. They're what the left refers to here as birthers.
birthers, but they're dehumanized. I mean,
right.
When you force a woman to veil, you are stripping her of her humanity as an individual, as a person. You're creating out of them an object. I mean, the left loves to talk about this word objectification. Well, what do you think veiling is? It's the objectification of women. You basically reduce them to a faceless organism, like livestock. And to be honest, that's the way they treat their women.
Yeah.
But women are the foundation, you know, for of any society. Let's be real. Half the country are women. Number one. Number two, you know, despite all the modernity and so forth, women are still the primary force shaping young kids. I mean, mothers have an outsized effect on the evolution of children. And you've enslaved, dehumanized, and oppressed the most sensitive population, and by the way, the most helpless population other than children in the country. So this is who you're dealing with.
The most vulnerable. And of course, the minute that you say that, you know, then there's an assault that says, oh, now you're being misogynistic. Well, it's not misogynism. It is a biblical worldview. It is a patriarchal view, but it is the way that God created and made the difference between men and women. And unfortunately here in our country, it trickles down into things like a soccer coach in Vermont who gets fired and whose 14-year-old daughter is suspended off the team for suggesting that having a boy coming into their locker room threatens her, as well it should. It's absolutely inappropriate.
Absolutely. Look, there's a difference between modesty and suppression.
Hear, hear.
You know, I'm not going to go out there in the street in my underwear, nor would I want to inflict that on society. There are societal structures. There are value-based structures that govern how we live our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So modesty is part of it, but there's a whole world of difference between modesty and dehumanization.
Absolutely.
And what we have with the women in Iran are dehumanization. They have no rights. They cannot ride a motorcycle alone. And now you mentioned about some of these killings. I mean, when you go through it, you see that this regime isn't just rough. The first one, Mahsa Amini, who started this whole rise of, she had a little bit of hair showing under her hijab. She was taken in by police and beaten to death. And then, returned to the family, under the idea that she committed suicide. So again, basically a death warrant for somebody who showed a little bit of hair. Two, the next one, Nika Shakarami, whose 40th day mourning period ended yesterday, was a 16-year-old taken in, and the autopsy afterwards showed that she had not only been beaten to death, but before she died, she was raped and disemboweled. So you're talking about sadists. You're not talking about rough people
right. Only.
You're talking about sadists, 16-year-old girl. This can only come if you've dehumanized women.
Well, this only comes, yeah, quite frankly, this only comes from a place of absolute evil. Okay.
That's right.
For them to masquerade around, but we also have to go back and call it what it is. This is Islam. This is Sharia law, and this is Islam. They are following the teachings and the writings of the Quran to the letter. That's what they are doing. We have historical fact in the hadith of Muhammad sitting to a meal and enjoying watching the disembowelment of people while he was eating his dinner. And somehow that was entertainment. We'll be back with more coming up right after this.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I want to just remind you from our segment right before, I've got three books, and actually Don Jans has said that he's going to put in a fourth, which is Setting Brush Fires for America. These are books that describe, for example, the Republic or Democracy. Which are we? Well, we're a republic, and this book tells you why and why that's so critically important. Goodbye Constitution, Freedom America. It is the telling of a story of what happened to America, what has happened to our country, what it would look like if we lost the Constitution and our freedom, which we are, by the way, losing. The Road to Tyranny, another story along the same line that expresses what that looks like and the path that we are walking, and then Setting Brush Fires for America. And you can get all four of these books plus a Chosen Generation Radio mug. And if you'll just make a donation of $75 today, $75, and you get four books and a mug, and we'll deliver it to you. Send it out to you. You can do it by going to paypal.me/PastorGreg. PayPal.me/PastorGreg, or the Cash App, $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR, or @PastorGregCGR on Venmo, @PastorGregCGR on Venmo. And really encourage you to support what we're doing here with the radio ministry, the television, as well as what we're doing in India. We are saving and changing lives, and we are standing for the biblical Christian perspective of this country, and that's the only thing that's going to bring us back to the true rights, freedoms, and liberties guaranteed in our Constitution. David, this is a lot of what we're exposing by talking about this radical difference between our life, our culture, our country, and Iran. And right now, the Iranian people are saying, we're tired of this, of these imams. We're tired of the Khomeinis. We're tired of the oppression that's happening. And they're trying to fight back.
And every measure right now, the nation as a whole is in full revolt against the regime. They say very clearly what their goals are, that it is not for rights. It is not for moderation or respect from the government. They want this government gone. They want it thrown out, thrown in the trash, gone. They make it clear. They're chanting death to Khamenei. They're chanting go home mullahs. They're chanting all sorts of things that leave nobody with any doubt as to what they're after. They're done. They're done with this regime. On every level, we see strikes across major, frankly, now almost every sector of the country. We see in every city of every ethnicity, people taking to the streets in droves. I mean, we're not talking about little demonstrations of 100 people. We're talking about 100,000 people showing up in a small town yesterday, or not small town, but a medium-sized town yesterday, or 2 days ago, Saqqez. And yesterday, in Lorestan province, for another 100,000 people, potentially. We see in Tehran, everywhere, every ethnicity, Kurdish, Baloch, Ahwazi, which is Arab, Azeri, Iran is only half Persian.
Okay.
The rest are Azeris are a huge minority, and then the rest are fairly substantial minorities. Every single one of them, cities in every single area are in revolt. This morning, the last 2 days, we're even hearing about armed uprising. Namely, they're shooting back. They've captured enough weapons, and in some areas like the Baloch area and a city called Zaadan, we're getting lots of reports this morning of pitched battles, gunfights, between the two. So it's no longer a one-sided shooting of demonstrators and people who are trying to revolt. Now people are beginning to fight back. And so I think what you're seeing is the beginning of the end of this regime.
So now let's flash forward then. I mean, what is the implication, or what are the implications? Because there's implications with Russia, Turkey, China, Iraq, Afghanistan. Where does the Sunni influence go if it's run out of Iran? And then you've got the Shiite, right? And Saudi Arabia and so on. What does it mean to that region to have this dramatic shift, especially since Iran has been the leaders of the Shiite movement? What does it mean for the Sunnis and the Shia in that area?
Well, for the Shia, it on one level does threaten them a little bit because, of course, they're now without their biggest country that's Shiite. The second thing is, though, that Iran has been a revolution in Shiism. Shiism has been a minority sect in Islam for a long time, so there's a great deal of quiescence. They've learned to live in opposition, learned to live as a minority.
Okay.
And it's a fairly passive way of doing things. The Iranian regime has essentially energized Shiism into a revolutionary force.
Okay.
But that required a revolution in Shiism. So on one side, I think Shiism returns to what it's always been, which is a more quiescent, passive structure. But at the same time, they are a fairly substantial force in the Levant. And they may just align behind the Iranian government, regardless of the fact that it will reject Islam, a post-revolutionary government, that it will reject Islam as the foundation of its governance. So they will still be their cousins, their Shiite cousins, even if many of them are fed up with Shiism at this point. So, and then you ask, well, what's their strategic orientation? Well, certainly the Russians and the Chinese have put all in for this regime, which is angering the Iranian people. So the Iranian people are not going to be all in for Russia and China at the end of this. My sense is they're going to return to their ancient roots. They're going to need to reestablish their identity. There's an identity under Islam that is much older, much more solid, and much more unique to Iran. And that's the old Persian area, Cyrus. And you see Cyrus the Great, who lived 2,500 years ago. Cyrus the Great is an active figure right now in this uprising. The November 7th is the birthday of Cyrus the Great. And so the government is terrified that half the nation will go up to his grave and fight there. The revolution is yet another step forward. So they've suddenly said there's construction on every road in the province surrounding it, and you can't travel there.
Trying to block it.
They're terrified of Cyrus the Great, who's been dead for 2,500 years. That's the danger of identity for the regime. There's a serious, strong identity. You know, we all, in the West, we wear ties that have paisley on them.
Okay.
And we never asked, where did that come from? Where did the paisley symbol come from? And the truth was, about 100, 150 years ago, there was this big craze in Europe, especially in Britain, about Iran, Persia. And so there were these motifs put in ties and everything. Paisley was one of them. Paisley, if you look at it, it looks like a cypress tree. It's like a bulb, a very thin bulb.
Okay.
It's the significance of a cypress tree. Cypress is the essence, the Persian symbol of itself. And the paisley is it bends in the wind. In other words, the core of Iran knows how to bend.
But not break.
The essence still is underneath.
Right.
Islam is the wind bending that tree.
Wow.
So when you look at paisley, that is an Iranian symbol that is currently politically very illustrative of what's going on.
All right. We got to take a break. We've run out of time. Folks, thank you so much for being with us. I greatly appreciate it. We'll have more with Dr. David. He will be back with us. I'm not sure if it'll be this month. It may be this Monday that he's going to be back with us. I'll have to look. Give me 2 seconds. Let me see if I got 2 seconds. Yes, I do have 2 seconds. And no, he'll be back with us a week from Monday, but I may bring him back sooner depending on how things develop over there. We're out of time. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Remember, at the end of the day, and remember your donations here to Children Generation Radio and your health. There we go.
Excellent.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical